But I hope that we carry on the spirit, the celebration of the birth of our Savior Christ.
希望这个圣灵能够让我们再一次的能够知道我们今天是来这个庆祝这个主耶稣基督的诞生。
Still, some would say it's time to slow down a little bit. Would you agree?
有人说呢，这是一个好时候我们可以慢下我们的脚步来，不晓得你们同不同意。
Pat and I have been back from China a little more than a week, and we're not here for vacation, just for different work.
我太太跟我呢，刚从这个中国回到美国来，还不到一个星期。那在这当中呢，我们不是来度假，而是我们在这里有我们要做的工作要做。
So when Pastor Gary asked if I would fill in today, I was delighted to, but I will have to say I can't fill in for Pastor Gary.
虽然赵牧师邀请我来来代替他的这个位置，但是我知道呢这不是我能够做的。
I pray that the message I have is one from God to you, but you know you're very special to Pastor Gary.
我在这里我祷告求神呢。能够让我来传讲他的讯息因为呢赵牧师对我们大家在座的大家呢都是非常特殊的，因为他因为我们大家呢对赵牧师呢是非常特殊的。
So when he and I got together and prayed, I asked him what he had been teaching or what the last few Sundays had been like.
当我们在一起祷告的时候呢，那我就问赵牧师说最近他传讲的讯息是关于哪一方面的。
And of course, he is always very Christ-centered, but he mentioned that he had been teaching on the different aspects of Jesus during the celebration of Christmas.
我们都知道呢，赵牧师他传讲的主要的讯息都是围绕着主耶稣基督的这个事迹。那在这里呢我们也知道呢这个赵牧师呢也跟我们传讲，主要就是讲说主耶稣基督为什么来到这个世间上，他在我们的生命当中扮演了怎么样一个角色。
As Christians, as believers, we know Christ is our Savior, but he is so much more than that.
身为基督徒的我们呢，那我们都知道我们都知道Would you repeat one more?
we're together here. Christ is more than just our Savior.
就是主耶稣基督呢，不仅仅在我们的生命当中呢，是我们的救主而已。
So Gary, Pastor Gary shared some of the things he had been teaching.
所以赵牧师呢，跟我们一起来分享他的一些看见。
Jesus is King, King of Kings, Lord of Lords.
主耶稣基督呢是万王之王万主之主。
And we see that in Revelation 19, and I won't have you turn to every scripture, but a few, but in Revelation 19 it says he's King of Kings, Lord of Lords, and the Word of God.
在启示录里头十九章里头讲到呢说呢主耶稣基督呢他是万王之王。
Now Philippians 2 says that one day every knee will bow,Every tongue will confess that he is Lord of Lords.
在腓立比书第二章这么讲到说有一天呢万膝都会向他跪拜，万口都会承认基督是我们的主。
So for us, we're just blessed to be able to do that now.
对我们基督徒来讲呢，我们是很荣幸的，我们现在已经是这么做了。
And then Pastor Gary said he had taught about Jesus as the light.And we see that in the first chapter of the book of John.
在约翰福音第一章这么讲到说呢，主耶稣基督是光。
He's the light to the world, but some actually prefer the darkness.
他是主耶稣基督是世界的光，但是呢，很多人却宁愿选择待在黑暗里头。
And Gary also taught about Jesus being the truth, the wisdom for the world.
赵牧师呢，同时跟我们分享到说，主耶稣基督呢，他是真理， 他也是智慧的源头。
Of course, we read about the three magi, the three wise men that came to celebrate his birth.
当然，我们上个礼拜赵牧师也跟我们分享到呢，有三个东方的博士呢来到这个耶路撒冷呢，要来拜这位主耶稣。
But we don't get any indication that they continued to follow him.
但是我们从圣经里面呢，我们找不到一丝的影子，这三个博士东方的博士呢来拜这个主耶稣之后呢，他之后有任何的这个行动。
And then last week I was here to enjoy, and with Casey's translation, Gary's message, that Jesus is the peace of the world. He brought peace to the world with God.
上个星期呢，我很高兴在这里跟大家一起来聆听这个赵牧师的讯息，讲到说呢，主耶稣基督是这个世界的这个和平之君，那他带来这个世界的这个和平。
And yet we know that this time of year, many people want to be at peace with everybody.
特别是在这个圣诞节这段期间呢，那很多人都想和我们周围的这个人来和好。
But now Christmas is over, so let's get back to the normal, not being at peace with each other.
但是现在呢，这个圣诞节已经过去了，那我们又回到这个日常的这个生活当中呢。这并不是讲说我们就不需要和人来和好了。
So these things that I'm mentioning and that Gary taught are things that we enjoy in Christ, but the world is missing.
One more time.
The things that we enjoy as Christ as our Savior, but the world is missing.
这个主耶稣基督呢，我们主耶稣的到来呢，那我们很
Without Christ, they don't have this peace.
如果没有主耶稣基督的到来呢，那我们这个世界我们是不会有和平的。
We're reminded that we can never really be at peace with among men unless we have peace with God.
除非是我们先跟这个神来和好，要不然我们在和人之间是不会有永久的和平的。
So today I want to remind you, or I want to talk about Jesus as our resting place.How we rest in Christ.
我们今天呢，我想要跟大家来分享的就是主耶稣是我们安息之处所。
And the fact that He is rest for our souls.
事实上呢，他是唯一能使我们灵得安息的一位主。
Now normally we think of a lot of hard work and then we'll rest.
我们一般想到这个Rest 这个休息这个字呢，我们总会想到说，我们是在工作辛勤之后呢，那我们来休息。
But you know the fact of it is, sometimes we lay down to rest and we can't rest because we're holding on to the cares of the world.
但是经常呢，我们虽然是躺着休息，但是我们仍然得不到这个安息，因为呢，我们的心呢，仍然是在挂念着这世上的这个牵虑。
So today we want to look at God's rest.Which is more than just taking a nap after a hard day's work.
那今天呢，我想我们就来看一看这个神的这个安息是究竟是怎么一回事？它不是代表说我们在一个辛勤工作之后躺下来的休息的休息。
Now, please understand. I think that work is very good. I think work is a blessing, not a curse.
我想这个神的这个话语呢。是一种祝福，绝对不是一个诅咒。
And many times during Christmas, we see good work that we can do serving others.
常常在这个圣诞节的时候呢，我们看到呢，我们当中呢也有很多好的这个行为。
But I couldn't help but think when the children were up here last week in the play that they did.
我想到说上个礼拜上个星期天主日的时候呢。那我们看到很多小朋友在这里来表演。
Of the hard work that went into that for Florence and Jennifer and others, even though it's a labor of love, but it's still work.
我们看到呢，Florence 跟 Jennifer 还有一些弟兄姐妹们呢，他们付出了很大的这个劳力。当然，这劳力是充满着爱的这个劳力。
Pat and I had loved working with the children in China just before we came back. We had a Christmas presentation.
这个我太太跟我呢在中国呢也很喜欢来做一些这个孩童们的工作。这次我们回来呢就要给一个这个present 一个一个报告。
We sing a song. but you know, we needed rest before and during and especially after that.
那在国内这个这个跟这个做这个小孩子工作的时候呢，那常常在开始在这个工作之前呢，还有在工作当中呢，特别是在工作之后呢，那我们需要很长的这个时间的这个休息才能恢复了。
So whether it's everyday work on the outside or work in ministry, we need to be resting in the Lord.
所以不管我们是在什么地方工作，那我们就是要回到主里面来休息安息。
But you know, we live in a very busy world.
知道我们现在我们的生活是非常非常的忙碌的生活。
And with all of our new time-saving technology, it gets even busier.
虽然有了新的这个技术呢，那事实上呢，只是让我们的生活更加的忙碌而已。
I've read recently that many young people, and I suspect older people too, cannot go to bed without taking their cell phone with them.
最近我读到就是说很多的年轻人跟老人家呢，他们睡觉的时候是拿着他们的这个手机一起来睡觉的，他们不能离开他们的手机。
They're so afraid they're going to miss a text or some social networking that they just can't rest unless they have that security.
他们真非常的担心，他们可能会怕会失掉一个就是一个短讯，或者说是失掉跟朋友们之间的这个一些这个社交网，所以呢，他们要紧紧的抓住他们的这个手机。
You know, in America, we usually praise hard work, and we normally think that rest is for after we're totally exhausted and stressed out.
我们在这个美国呢，我们的这个社会呢，很赞扬这些勤奋工作的人呢，所以经常我们只有在工作很辛劳之后，那已经精疲力尽之后，我们才会想到说休息。
Even though doctors tell us that this stress is taking its toll,
即使是医生们常常警告我们，就是说这个压力，生活上面的压力，工作上面的压力呢，会影响到我们的这个身体健康的。我们要为这个来付出代价的。
It disrupts our sleep. We have fatigue, lack of patience, and lack of a sense of humor.
甚至医生警告我们讲说呢，这些压力呢，它会影响到我们的这个睡眠，它会让我们很容易感觉到疲倦，那让我们失去这个耐心，甚至呢，我们很容易失去我们的这个幽默感。虽然这幽默感，这不是一件很好玩的事情。
That's not funny, is it?
No, 失去这个幽默感不是一件很好玩的事情。
Well, let's look at what God has to say about rest. What is God's rest? Which we'll go back to the very beginning of creation to look at.
当我们讲到说神的安息的时候呢，那我们必须要回到他创造这个世界的当初的时候。
But first, let's turn to our key verse today in Matthew 11.
好不好？请大家翻开手头上的这个马太福音第十一章第二十八到三十节，我们今天的主要的这个。分享的这个经句，马太福音十一章第二十八到三十节。
Verse 28 through 30, come to me, all of you who labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest.
凡劳苦担重担的人可以到我这里来，我就使你们得安息。
Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and lowly in heart, and you will find rest for your souls.
我心里柔和谦卑， 你们当负我的轭，学我的样式，这样你们心里就必得安息。
For my yoke is easy and my burden is light.
因为我的轭是容易的，我的担子是轻省的。
Now at a children's camp in China this summer,
在这个暑假的时候呢，在中国的时候有一个这个儿童营。
My wife Pat led the crafts for children.
我的太太呢，教这个小孩做这个手工。
And she showed them how to make pillows and then write a Bible verse on the pillow.
我太太呢教这个小孩呢做这个枕头，然后在枕头上面呢写下这个圣经的这个经句。
So she made a nice pillow for me, and she asked me what verse I wanted on it.
我太太呢做了一个很好看的一个枕头给我，然后问我说我希望放什么经句在这个枕头上面。
So my verse was this 11:28, come to me all you who labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest.
那我选的这个经句呢，就是刚刚我们读过的第28节，凡劳苦担重担的人可以到我这里来，我就使你们得安息。
Let's look at today. I'd like to look at three questions that we might will try to answer as we look at this. The first one is, what rest is Jesus talking about here in Matthew 11?
当我们讲到这个神的安息的时候呢，我有三点想要跟大家一起分享。那第一点呢，想跟大家一起分享，就是说主耶稣基督在这里所讲的安息是怎么一回事。
And the second question is, what could cause us to not enjoy that rest or even leave that rest that we have?
那第二点呢，我想跟大家一起来分享，就是我们已经信主的人呢，为什么会不能够享受的这个安息，那甚至会离开了这个神的安息。
And thirdly, what can keep one from ever entering God's rest?
那第三点想跟大家一起分享的就是，究竟是什么来阻止了不让我们呢能够来进入这个神的安息里面。
So the first question is, what rest is Jesus talking about in Matthew 11?
那第一点呢，究竟主耶稣在这里所讲的安息是怎么一回事？
This is the Greek word or the definition from the Bible is a quiet, settled place to be refreshed.
这个安息这个字呢，在希腊字里头呢，是讲到说呢，是一种稳定，是一种真的、真实的、稳定的这个一种。一个可以休息的地方。
God's rest is very calm and peaceful. And,
神的安息呢，是让我们能够进入它里面，就一种安静、平稳的一个情况。
Free from the cares of the world, the cares of the world, or the worries that we might have.
没有这个世上，没有世上的这个烦忧、担心在里头的。
But what about this idea of rest for our souls?
Pardon?
Rest for our souls. What does Jesus mean by that?
那主耶稣基督在这里就讲的，我们的灵得安息是怎么一回事呢？
We know usually our heart we think of as our will and our emotion and feelings.
当我们讲到心这个字的时候呢，我们它是包括说一个人的意志，那也同时也包括了这个情绪和感觉的。
Our mind is more our thoughts and our intellect.
我们的这个意志呢，那这个 mind 这个意志这个比较常讲到的，就是讲到说我们的思想、我们的智力方面的。
And of course, our body is more just our existence. And of course, we need rest for our body.
当然，我们讲到这个 body 这个肉体的时候呢，就是指我们这个肉身。那我们的肉身的确是需要休息的。
But our soul is really all of these combined, our inner being, that we rest all at once.
但是当我们讲到灵魂的时候呢，是上述三者的一个总和，是代表我们内在一个核心的一个生命。
Now the short lesson is that we enter God's rest by believing in Him, that He is good, sovereign, and in His will for us.
我们讲到说呢，在神里头的这个安息呢，也只有当我们相信他所说的，那我们需要去相信这个神呢，他是一个至高无上，他是拥有完全的这个主权的一位神。
But let's look at four areas of the Bible that talk about God's rest.
让我们来看看，在这个圣经里面呢，有四处呢讲到这个关于神的这个安息的这个。
The first one is creation rest. After 6 days of creation, God rested on the seventh day.
那第一个我想跟大家一起来分享的，就是这个创造的安息，在创世纪第二章里头讲到呢。当神完成了这个在六天里头完成了这个创造的工作之后呢，第七天他歇了他一切的工。
And most of us think about that when we think about God's rest, that rest on the seventh day of creation.
当我们讲到这个神的这个安息的时候呢，我们就想到说这个安息日的这个设立，它是在第六天之后呢，那神所这个所创立的这个安息日。
But did you ever wonder, did God need to rest? Was he tired?
那大家是不是觉得很奇怪？一个全能的神，难道需要休息在他创造之后，他累了，他需要休息吗？
No, he hadn't run out of energy, but his creation was completed. It was perfectly complete. And that was the first Sabbath.
不是的，他这个全能的神，他有用不完的这个精力。那他在这里所代表的是，当神完成了这个创造，这个完美的这个创造之后呢，他歇了他一切的工。
So later he would set a rest that was modeled on that day of rest for him in creation.
所以他给我们一个很好的一个示范，就是他设立了第一个这个安息日。
I'm sure most of you realize we are not under the Old Testament law, the law of the Sabbath. We're not under the Old Testament law of the Sabbath.
我们大家都知道呢，在这个我们现在这个新约的这个时代呢，我们不再受了这个旧约时代这个安息日的这个束缚。
This is not the Sabbath. The Sabbath was yesterday.
今天不是这个安息日。安息日是事实上是昨天。
But this is the Lord's day where we come joyfully to worship.
但是今天呢，是这个讲说呢，神要我们来很快乐的来敬拜我们这位创造的主。
But as we look at that Sabbath day, the second part of God's rest, that was given to Israel. We can see it in Exodus 16 and 20.
当在这个出埃及记十六章跟二十章这边呢，我们看到神给这个以色列人规定的这个守安息日的这个规定呢，是在第七天，而且呢，这一天呢是神特意给这个以色列人的。
So God wanted the people of Israel to lay aside worldly cares one day of a week.
神要以色列人呢，把这个世上的这些烦忧重担呢，把它放在一边，有这么一天呢，能够专心的来敬拜神。
The third mention of God's rest is actually the Canaan rest. We can see that in Numbers 32 and Hebrews 4.
在西这个出埃及出Numbers 民数记三十二章跟这个希伯来书第四章呢，这里讲到第二个安息呢是。迦南的安息。
This was a rest that was intended for the promised land, but the Israelites missed this because they didn't believe God.
这个迦南的安息呢，是神要给这些从埃及地为奴出来的这些以色列人呢，要带他们进入到这个应许之地的一个安息。但是呢，以色列人他们没有办法享受到这个安息的。
So an entire generation wandered for 40 years in the wilderness since they didn't trust God.
就是因为他们不相信这位创造主所讲的，所以他们在旷野漂流了40年。
We'll go back to these verses in Hebrews 4 in just a minute.
让我们回到这个 我们一会儿我们会回到这个希伯来书第四章。
But fourthly, let's look at Christ's rest that we talked that he talked about in Matthew 11.
在马太福音第十一章这边所讲的这个基督的安息呢，我们现在就要、yeah. 就讲这个这件事情。
This is entered when we believe in God's plan through Christ.
这是一个安息呢，告诉我们讲说呢，当我们相信这个神的这个计划是透过主耶稣基督的时候，我们才能得到的一种安息。
But entering Christ's rest is very much like the creation rest. Entering Christ's rest is very much like creation rest.
要进入主耶稣基督的安息呢，是跟这个我们刚刚所讲到说，相信这个神的这个创造的这个安息呢，有非常类似的地方。
On the cross, when Jesus said, "It is finished," it's very much like that perfect completion that God spoke of.
如果我们还记得当主耶稣被钉死在十字架的时候，他讲了一句是他讲了一句说成了这句话的时候呢，那就是相对应的，就是说当神创造了这个世界，那是一种完美的一个一个。完美的一个完成。
So it's very much like that rest, and entering Christ's rest isn't reducing work.
进入主耶稣基督的这个安息呢，并不是代表着说我们就可以把我们世上的这个工作来减轻。
Or increasing our leisure time.
或者说让我们有更多的这个时间能够来享乐。
It's fully receiving the gospel message.
而是让我们能够完完全全的来领受这个福音的这个这个救赎的这个大能。
The most complete satisfaction and contentment that we can have is trusting in Christ and resting in Christ.
这个最终极的这个满意跟这个知足呢，能够临到我们身上，能够临到我们这些神的儿女身上的呢，就是当我们是在神的这个旨意之下呢，完全的相信和这个完全的安息在神里头。
So strength each day comes from resting in what God provides, bringing our difficulties and our needs to Him.
我们基督徒能够之所以能够过我们每一天的这个面对我们每一天的这个生活的这个力量呢，事实上是从神那边而来。当我们愿意来相信这位神，把我们的这个问题带到这位神的面前，把我们的困难，把我们的需要来带到这位提供我们一切所需的这个神的面前。
So those four places, creation, the Sabbath, the offer of a promised land, and the offer of eternal life in Christ are where we see God's rest.
所以有在四方面呢，那我们可以来享受神的安息。那在神的创造的这个安息里面，那神创造这个设立这个安息日的这个安息里面，那还有 the third one.迦南的安息，然后再加上说我们在主基督耶稣里面的安息。
Well, let's go to the second question then that I had. What can cause us to fail to enjoy God's rest?
让我们回到这个讲到这个第二项这个为什么让我们生已经是神儿女的人呢？那没有办法去享受神所赐的这个安息，甚至说我们为什么会离开神的安息。
I'm talking about those of us that are believers, and we may even leave the rest for a while.
我在这里甚至讲到说，我们已经相信的人，甚至都可能会离开神的安息。
Before I talk in general about that, I have to confess, I have that problem sometimes.
在我进入到这个 这个问题的核心的时候呢，那我必须要承认，就说有时候呢，我自己也是有这方面的这个问题的。
I keep thinking I need to make things a little better, do a little more, not quite enough, and I lose track of God's rest.
常常的时候呢，我着重到我自己做的是不是够好，好像还不够好，那想做的这个更好，所以呢，那我就走偏了。
See, we can lose track and not enjoy the rest, even for good work or ministry, good things.
甚至我们是在传这个福音，我们是在做一些神说好的事情的时候呢，我们也有可能会走偏的。
You may remember the story of the two sisters, Martha and Mary.
你们应当都记得这个圣经里面提到一个主耶稣基督的这个故事，当他和马大还有玛利亚在一起的那个场景的时候。
Martha was busy in the kitchen working, and she was doing it for the Lord.
马大呢，他一直在这个忙着这个厨房里的这个工作呢，他也是很热心的要来这个服侍主耶稣基督。
And she just thought her sister, lazy Mary, was just sitting at Jesus' feet.
但是他看到他的妹妹玛利亚呢是一个不勤奋工作的人，只晓得在这个坐在主耶稣基督的脚前的一个妹妹。
But what did Jesus say? He said, Mary has chosen the better.
但是我们看到主耶稣基督他怎么讲？他讲到说，玛利亚她选择了比较好的坐在我的脚前。
So Martha just needed to remember the value of sitting at Jesus' feet.
有时候呢，我们就是要记得。能够坐在主耶稣基督的脚前呢，是多么有价值的一件事情。
We should also remember that the world and Satan are very, very anxious to rob us of many blessings that God has for us.
我们必须要常常的这个提醒我们自己呢，这个世界和这个魔鬼撒旦呢，他们是多想的，多么的这个积极的想要让我们来忘记神给我们的恩典。
And this is one of them, to keep us so busy that we forget to rest in the Lord.
One more time.
I say this is one of the things that we can be robbed of, is that joy of resting in Christ.
这是其中一件事情，就是能让我们能够 不再享受这个神所给我们的这个安息。
Maybe even more concerned, the Holy Spirit helps us to sit at Jesus' feet.
甚至呢当我们想到说这个圣灵呢来帮助我们已经信主的人能够来坐在这个基督的脚前的时候呢。
But some believers may even leave that place of rest for long periods.
那有一些这个已经相信这个耶稣基督的人甚至都离开这个安息来忘记了这个主神的这个恩典。
I suppose they may forget, as David did, on what God had done for them. So let's look at Psalm 116.
就像这个大卫一样呢，他也曾经忘记了这个神这神的这恩典。让我们来看一看，在诗篇里面116篇7-8节。
After David praises God in many, many ways,
当这个大卫呢在神面前来祷告的时候呢
he says in verse 7 and 8, "Return to your rest, O my soul, for the Lord has dealt bountifully for you."
他说，我的心啊，你要仍归安息，因为耶和华恩待你。
For you have delivered my soul from death.My eyes from tears, and my feet from falling.
主啊，你救了我的命免于死亡，救了我的眼免于流泪，救了我的脚免于跌倒。
So sometimes, like David, maybe we need to remind ourselves what God has done for us.
经常的时候呢，我们应该要学习大卫呢，我们要来提醒我们自己，神是多么的恩待我们。
Now, there may be several reasons for this.
有几项理由呢？我们可以来 知道我们为什么要来提醒我们自己神的恩典。
One of them can be attacks from others, criticism on us, and we care too much what others think.
有时候呢，是我们太关注于这个就是我们自己受到别人攻击，或者说是我们太关注于别人怎么来看我们。
Another could be a lack of submission to God's will, especially when we plan something else.
那有时候呢，是我们呢缺乏了对神的这个顺服，因为那不是我想要的事情。
And still another can be a real lack of contentment when we look at others.
那另外一种有可能呢，就是说我们自己不知足，那常常我们看到我们所有的不如别人所有的。
Maybe even other Christians, we think they have more or their ministry is greater than ours, and we lose our contentment.
We lose our
contentment.
那有时候呢，我们不知足呢，是看到甚至我们这个周遭的弟兄或姐妹呢，他们做的这个福音事工比我要好，那他们有比我更好更多的东西。
And another one that's a bit more serious, indulging in any known sin.
那第四样呢是比较严重的就是我们让我们自己享乐在这个活在这个最终的这个享乐。
And I'm really talking about something where we know it's going to keep us from closely communing with God.
在这里呢，我讲的是说那。有些这个事情呢，会阻止了我们跟神有更亲密的这个关系。
There's an old Puritan. I don't know if you know the word for Puritan or not. The old time religion, to where there was a saying, "Sinning will make you leave communing, or communing will make you leave sinning."
在有一个很早的这个一句这个。一种这个说法呢，就讲说我们犯罪呢会让我们离开了与神亲密的关系，那与神亲密的关系呢会让我们离开了这个罪。
So the paraphrase is, by knowingly sin we can leave our rest in God, but by resting in God we can leave our sin.
所以在这里就讲说呢，如果我们跟神，如果我们在神里面得到很好的这个跟神有在神里面有很好的安息呢，我们就会远离这些罪恶。那反之呢，当我们离开了这个神的安息呢，我们就容易犯罪。
Let's look at our last question then. What can keep one from ever entering God's rest?
让我们看一看这个最后的一个问题，究竟是什么？让我们能够没有办法进入神的安息里面。
Let's go back to Hebrews 4 for that.
让我们看一看希伯来书第四章第一到七节。希伯来书第四章第一到七节。
And the first seven verses, 1-7. Therefore, since a promise remains of entering his rest, let us fear lest any of you seem to have come short of it.
希伯来书第四章一到七节，第一节这边讲到说呢，我们既蒙留下有进入他安息的应许，就当畏惧，免得我们中间或有人似乎是赶不上了。
For indeed the gospel was preached to us as well as to them, but the word which they heard did not profit them, not being mixed with faith in those who heard it.
因为有福音传给我们，像传给他们一样，只是所听见的道与他们无异，因为他们没有信心与所听见的道调和。
For we who have believed do enter that rest, as he said, So I swore in my wrath, they shall not enter my rest, although the works were finished from the foundation of the world.
但我们已经相信的人得以进入那安息，正如神所说，我在怒中启示说，他们断不可进入了我的安息。其实造物之功从创世以来已经成全了。
For he has spoken in a certain place of the seventh day in this way, and God rested on the seventh day from all his works.
论到第七日，有一处说，到第七日，神就歇了他一切的功。
And again in this place, they shall not enter my rest.
又有一处说，他们断不可进入我的安息。
Since therefore it remains that some must enter it, and those to whom it was first preached did not enter because of disobedience.
既有必进安息的人，那先前听见福音的，因为不信从，就不得进去。
Again, he designates a certain day, saying in David, Today, after such a long time, it has been said, Today, if you hear his voice, do not harden your hearts.
所以过了多年，就在大卫的书上又限定一日，如以上所引的说，你们今日若听他的话，就不可硬着心。
These can be some pretty difficult verses to look through.
这不是一段容易的这个能够完全明白的经文。
But basically, the Hebrew author is speaking to Jewish Christians.
这个希伯来的作者呢，是就是让大家知道，希伯来的作者呢，主要是针对这个就是犹太的这个基督徒所讲的一段话。
He's actually quoting Psalm 95, where disobedience kept Israelites from entering the Promised Land.
事实上，希伯来书的作者呢，在这里讲他引用了这个诗篇第95篇的一段话呢，讲到说以色列人之所以不能得到进入这个应许之地的安息呢，是因为他们不相信。
God had given them a promise, but the Israelites did not trust him. They disobeyed the command to enter the land.
神给了这个以色列人这个应许呢，但是以色列人不相信，他们硬着心肠呢，他们不进入这个神所给他们的这个迦南地。
And this was to enter the rest that God had for them. This was to enter God's rest, to enter the promised land was part of God's rest, his plan. That's what the promised land represented at that point, was God's rest.
在这里呢，这个应许之地呢，就是神所应许的那个安息之地。
Now remember, they had been delivered from slavery in Egypt.
我们记得呢，这些埃及这些犹太这些犹太人呢，他们在埃及的时候呢，所受的一些苦虐。
They'd seen God's miracles.
他们也看见过神的这个所行的这个奇迹。
They'd been provided for with food and water.
他们也亲身经历到这个神给。提供了他们食物跟这个饮水。
And they've been brought right up to the edge of the promised land.
他们甚至都已经到了这个应许之地的这个边缘。
But they could not go in because of their disbelief. They could not go into the promised land because of their disbelief.
但是因为他们不相信神所应许的呢，所以他们没有办法进入这个迦南地。
Now this part in Hebrews is really talking to the Jewish Christians and to us today.
这段圣经呢，不仅仅是是讲给这个犹太人的这个基督徒，甚至我们今天也都是对神，也都是对着我们讲的。
Though that they've heard God's word and His promises through His Son Jesus, they disbelieve.
我们也都就听过这个神所讲的，那也听到过这个神借着这个主耶稣基督他的儿子所应许的，但是我们就是不相信。
Hebrews 4 shows the point is trust in Jesus alone to have God's rest.
在希伯来书第四章这边主要的重点就是讲到说相信主耶稣基督呢，就是我们得安息的 唯一的这个法宝。
And to deny that is to be barred from rest for eternity.
如果我们不相信这个主耶稣基督呢，能够让我们进入安息呢，那我们就没有办法进入到这个神所示的安息里面。
I know that there's teaching that there's many ways to God, or everybody will be saved.
当我们这现代这个时代呢，很盛行流传的一个普世得救论，就是讲到说呢，每一个人都能够被得救的。那这种的这个邪说呢，很容易让我们呢能够不再相信神所说的这个应许。
But the Bible doesn't teach that.
但是这个圣经呢，并没有这么说。
It teaches that only denying Christ can rob you of God's rest for eternity.
这圣经上面只讲到说呢，当我们否认基督耶稣基督的时候呢，那我们是没有办法进入神的安息里面。
But the wonderful promise is those that have trusted in Christ and Him alone.
One more time.
Those that have trusted in Christ and Him alone enter into God's rest.
只有那些呢相信主耶稣基督，而且只有相信主耶稣基督的人呢，才能够进入神所赐的安息之地。
This is the priceless gift of being able to enjoy the peace that God has for us for eternity.With eternal life.
这是一个神所给我们一个无价的这个一个宝贵的这个东西。
So let's conclude. God's rest is offered in the gospel.
所以让我做一个这个总结呢。那
God's rest is provided for in the gospel by coming to Christ.
神呢的所赐的这个安息呢，借着这个。他的这个福音呢，来让我们能够得到神的安息。
And it begins now, and then is fully realized as we go to be with Him in heaven.
纵使是我们现在才开始呢，来相信呢，我们也能够来进入这个神所这个所赐给的天堂。
Saint Augustine was an old theologian.
在一个
Saint Augustine.
在这个圣奥古斯丁呢，是一个先是一个基督教的一个先贤吧。
Anyway, he said, "Our heart is restless until it rests in God."
他说呢，这个圣奥古斯丁呢，他这么讲到说，除非呢除非我们的心呢，先在神里面得到安息呢。要不然我们是我们的心是永远 没有办法得到安宁的。
And David says in Psalm 62, my soul finds rest in God alone. In Psalm 62, my soul finds rest in God alone.
在诗篇第62篇这么讲到呢，我的心单单安息在这个安息在这个神身上。
So if you have never entered God's rest, let's look back at Psalm 95.
如果你们当中还有未曾经历到这个在神安息里头的呢，让我们来看一看诗篇第95篇。
Where David reminds us, today if you hear his voice, do not harden your hearts.
大卫诗人大卫呢，在这里说到说呢，唯愿你们今天听他的这个话，你们不可以硬着你们的心。
And if you have Christ and have left that rest, if you have Christ, but you have left the rest that you were given,
如果呢，在我们当中呢，曾经这个相信主耶稣基督呢，但是现在离开了他的安息了。
Then let's look back to Psalm 116.
让我们再看看这个诗篇第116篇
，Where David says, "Return to your rest, O my soul."
在这里，诗人大卫这么说道：“我的心啊，你们要仍归安息。
For the Lord has dealt bountifully with me.
因为耶和华用厚恩待你。
Now some of you may be thinking, well, isn't this close to New Year's Eve? Shouldn't we have a New Year's resolution here?
在我们当中呢，也许会想，会有人觉得说，哎，这个新年，新的一年就快到了，我们是不是有新的一年的这个计划呢？
Yes, I think we should.
是的，我想我们应该要有的。
Let's resolve ourselves to rest in Christ this day forward, this year, the new year, and thereafter.
让我们就用以下的这个这段话呢，让做我们这个新的一年的这个计划，就是我会在主耶稣里面，新的一年里头呢，我会在主耶稣基督里头得到这个安息。那不仅仅是今年，而且往后的岁月也都会如此。
And just in case somebody is thinking, but you don't know my circumstances, I have a lot of hard things.
I have a lot.
Just in case someone is thinking, I can't rest, I have so many hard things.
这是讲到说，如果说有些人呢
we can, just a lot of hard things in life.
我们在我们的这个生活当中呢，有很多的这个困难苦处。
I just want to share with you, I appreciate the song that, that went to the trouble to look up, It is Well With My Soul.
我很感激这个这个赞美队呢，他选出来的这首，我选的这首歌，It is Well With My Soul.
So, some of you may know that the man that wrote that,
也许在座的当中呢，有些人知道写这个诗歌的作者。
That four of his children had been drowned on their way on a boat to Europe.
当他的这个他的四个小孩呢，都在这个风浪当中来丧失了。
And as he went back to the place, the route that they went,
那他重新呢，再一次的，就是走过走这个当初孩子们被淹死的那条那个同样的这个船道
，Where it was thought that the boat went down with his four daughters，
他那个船呢，他的四个女儿呢，在那边丧失了。
He wrote the song, "It is well with my soul, and I find rest for my soul in Christ."
也就是在那个时候呢，神感动他呢，让他写下了这首歌，他。让他 ，It is well with my soul， 就是说让他神让他能够在神里头得到安息。
Let me close in prayer。
让我们用这个祷告来结束今天的这个分享。
Father, a simple prayer that you would help us to see the so many blessings that you have for us。
我们天上的父真是借着这个祷告，你让我们能够
One of those key blessings is the rest that you give us for our souls.
你给我们的一个很重要的一个，就是让我们能够在你里头得安息。
Pray, Father, that we will think of all the things that you've done for us. And we will stay close to you for that rest.
我们在天上的父，我们感谢你所赐给我们这一切，我们也愿意来和你保持亲密的关系。
We thank you for this body of believers here.
我们感谢主，你给我们有这样一个身体。
And we know many of us have much work to do.
我们也感谢你给我们有很多的工作，我们可以做。
But while working and after work, I pray that we will find rest for our souls with you.
不管是在工作或者工作之后呢，我们都能在你里面来找到得到安息。
Thank you, Father, for giving us your word that assures us that you want us to have this rest.
感谢主，你给我们你自己的话语，你也希望我们能够在你里面得到安息。
And we give you all the praise and glory for providing your Son to not only be our Savior,
我们把所有你给我们的这一切颂赞啊，借着主耶稣基督，借着我们的祷告。
But to be our King, our rest, our truth, our peace.
啊，让主耶稣成为我们的王啊，成为我们的这个平安啊。
So Father, we thank you and we say Amen.
啊，我们在天上的父，我们感谢你，这样的祈求祷告，乃是奉主耶稣基督的名求 ，Amen。